أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون. In the previous ayats we read of the truthfulness of the Quran and the great honor Allah has given to the Quran. As Allah is so great, the Quran Sharif is a sifat, a quality of Allah, so great is the Quran Sharif also. And the etiquette and adab of the Quran that we must not touch it without wudu. So when all this and all the qudrat of Allah, how Allah has created us, after stating that, Allah Ta'ala says, if you still don't believe, if you falsify the Quran, you don't believe in Allah, you don't believe in the Akhirat, like the non-believers, you don't believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then if you think you are in control of your life, and you can control the world also, and you can control your affairs also, and you can control life also. So then let me ask you one more question. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُونَ پھر کیوں نہیں جس وقت کے جان پہنچے حلق کو. Then why, when your life comes to your throat, that is, you are in the sakarat, in the pangs of death, and now your breath is stuck in your throat, and you can do nothing whatsoever. And everyone is around you, doctors are around you, hakims are around you, amils are around you, your friends, people who don't want you to part from this world, you don't want to part, they are all around you. So if you think that you are in charge of your affairs, then don't die. And let the doctor stop your death. Let the hakim stop your death. So who can stop death? When you realize that death is inevitable, and it is going to come, and it's going to come to each one of us, then believe in Allah Ta'ala. Believe that your life is in somebody else's hands, it's not in your hands. You did not come in this world of your own accord, and you won't leave this world of your own accord. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْزُرُونَ وَأَرْتُمْ اُسْ وَدَّيْكْ رَهِهُ. All of you are seeing. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, you are rubbing your hands with one another. Please, if somebody can come and help, somebody can give life back to this person, somebody can help him. And also, once this, when Sakarat starts, when Maut comes, then people get divided in various groups, which inshallah we will discuss tomorrow. From that time, clearly a person sees which group he falls in. And that is the real life, not the life of this world. Then he will realize, I came penniless in this world, and I'm going penniless. I came without clothes in this world, and I'm leaving without clothes. The kafan that is put on is only for respect and honor, sharam haya, that the kafan is put on. But not one cent, not one property, nothing whatsoever goes with a person in his qabr. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. اور ہم اس کے پاس ہیں, تم سے زیادہ تر تم نہیں دیکھتے ہو. Allah Ta'ala says, we are more closer to him. The malaika are more closer to him at that time. But you cannot see the farishtas. You cannot see Allah Ta'ala. But we are more closer to you at that time than even the closest family. More closer than what you are to yourself. We are more closer to you. But you cannot see. You don't believe and you don't accept. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. پھر کیوں نہیں اگر تم ہو کسی کے حکم میں. Then why, if you are not under the order of somebody, if you are not controlled by anyone else, and of course we are all controlled by Allah, we are under the order of Allah, but you don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. That is the non-believers. They don't accept Allah Ta'ala. So if you are under nobody's orders, and you want to live, and everyone around you, all the emergency staff is there, in the ICU, they are trying everything to save your life. All are there. And if you are under those orders, then why still does your ruh go out? And if once the ruh is gone out, no force in the world altogether also can bring that ruh back again. Once the ruh is out, life is gone. And there is the end of the story. Immediately all the machines are unplugged. The machines are put off. all the people who are running around from this side to that side, hurry up with this, everything suddenly is cold. And now your body has gone to the mortuary. And then the life of the year after starts. تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. To kyun nahi phir lete us rooh ko agar ho tum sachche, then why don't you return that soul if you are true? So Allah has spelled it out so clearly, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to have that yaqeen, not only the belief but the convincing yaqeen that Allah has given us life, He has given us death. In between the whole period, whether we live for 50 years or 80 years, that whole period we are fully under the control of Allah Ta'ala. Our eyes cannot blink without the order of Allah. We cannot speak a word without the order of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us that yaqeen, and then have that taqwa to obey Allah Ta'ala, and have that tawakkul to trust on Allah Ta'ala. We still lack very much generally, all of us, we lack very much in these qualities. We trust our own efforts more, and we don't exercise taqwa, fearing Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is more closer to us than our jugular vein, more closer to us than what life is to us. Allah is more closer, and we are going to return to Him. May Allah make it very easy for us, and make this effort of making our iman strong and living a life of taqwa, pleasing Allah Ta'ala. Then inshaAllah, as we will read tomorrow, we will see the different groups that are made at the time of death, where a person will go, and at that time he has got no choice of his own. He will be just put in that whatever group he goes into. May Allah be kind and merciful to us, and let us die with iman, and resurrect us with iman, and be amongst the righteous inshaAllah.